Well, Greg, today we're going to talk about some of the new trends developing as we come out of this pandemic. But before we do that, we're going to share a couple of the dumbest business startup ideas people have ever had.
Just two, yeah.
There were many more, believe me. The first was called Blackmail, and here's the description they gave for this website. Quote, a social threat network where you can share your friend's secrets, revealing it little by little until they pay you to stop.
Oh my. Isn't that illegal?
Yes, that's illegal.
Sounds like a crime.
Yeah.
Jeez. They should just say the FBI is watching.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Well, this next one is a weird one. I don't even really get this one. It would also be a social media site idea. It was called Loony.
Mm-hmm.
L-O-O-N-I-E.
Well, there's Loony. Enough of those on there.
You don't even need a site called that. Yeah. But it was pitched as a social media website for all of your imaginary friends, Greg. So take all of your imaginary friends.
Put them on a site.
And we're not exactly sure what you were going to do with this, but it was kind of a creative idea.
Yeah.
Posting for yourself. Who posts? I guess you post. Is your imaginary friend?
I guess you'd have to post for everybody on that site.
So you put, like, different hats on every time.
I don't know.
Schizophrenic.
Way too much time. if you're going to do
and
that,
I don't think that site made it.
I would say no. I don't think that's still in. Well, as we mentioned before, Greg, today we're going to discuss four new developments in the post-pandemic workplace. Now, these are just some observations that we've had and we've kind of been talking about around the water cooler. And we continue to watch them as our economy reopens. And some of these trends are temporary. However, it's very possible that many of these new developments will be here for quite a while.
Yeah, for sure. So, and as we discuss these developments, we're going to share some things for employers to consider. So these are some real just things that we've observed, Greg, that we think other people would want to know about. So, and some of these are going to be pretty obvious, but one of these, this is an interesting one, Ben, and we've seen a lot of this coming out. It's called same day pay.
Yep.
So, now, this is not really a new development. However, it is gaining momentum as employers look for ways to make themselves attractive to job seekers.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, this trend appeals to the much younger workforce. Which,
so, it's not a pay every week. It's a pay every day.
It's pay every day. I work 8 hours, and on the ninth hour, I get paid.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, now, not all businesses are able to do this, especially in industries that are very capital intensive and that have long payment terms with their customers. But, you know, it is trending. The second development that we all are seeing is wage inflation. And I don't think that's a surprise to anybody out there. But at U.S. Staffing, we are in a unique position to have a bird's eye view of this, the wage trends in the communities where we do business.
Yeah, that's right. You know, an employer should be aware that in this environment where we're at today, some of their current employees may be looking for a job, Ben, with higher wages, and it's not going to be hard for them to find. So it's important that employers continue to offer competitive wages to attract and retain employees. And I would add, too, that we do wage analysis all the time. So if you're interested in a wage analysis for this area, come and talk to us.
Give us a call.
We can absolutely put one together. Now, this next development is interesting, maybe disturbing is the better way to put it, but it's the increasing turnover rate that we're seeing. And it's another area where we see trends across many employers and industries. It's not focused just on one geographic area or one industry. There's a high rate of turnover going on right now with employees.
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, Jim, you track this regularly for us at U.S. Staffing. And the latest numbers, if I remember correctly, for light industrial manufacturers show that the median day that people are quitting their job is on day number 5. 5 days after starting a job, they quit. That's the median day.
You can't laugh about it. You cry.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. And it fluctuates some. You know, but even before the pandemic, I think the number was like around 14 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
still, that is crazy. It is bananas.
There is no loyalty in this world, Greg.
None. Well, the last trend that we are going to discuss is another one that we all see and feel, and that is supply chain disruptions. Now, this may be one that is more temporary than with, you know, a little bit less stickiness there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, even though it may be temporary, it still is really tight right now for many businesses. And you know, in this particular environment, businesses may need to think about adding more suppliers for raw materials, commodities, and service. Pop-Tarts. Can't forget about Pop-Tarts.
You know, no.
One of those. But, you know, just-in-time inventory is almost impossible right now for some businesses to maintain. They're there's just not inventory there in some cases.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, some of these businesses will want to start thinking about changing, you know, their inventory control processes to help navigate the supply chain disruptions, at least maybe temporarily. Mm-hmm. And there are several more trends going on and new developments as a result of coming out of this pandemic and the reopening. But we just wanted to highlight some of these developments that may be more relevant to, you know, some of the businesses in our community.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, Greg, maybe there are some employers in this area that are looking for some new recruits in their workforce. They should call us. Let's talk about how U.S. Staffing can help fill those labor gaps in businesses right now and owners' businesses. So maybe you're a job seeker that needs some help finding that right position to reenter the workforce. Call us and ask us how we can help you find that perfect job. Ben, how can people find us here in the Jackson area?
Yep, so if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or they can come over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We're right there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road.
We didn't float away this weekend, did we?
We did not.
I didn't drive by to know that it's even still there. But
it's still there.
All right.
Phone number is 787-6150.
Question. Why are they quitting after 5 days? There are a number of reasons.
They can find a better paying job someplace else.
Yep.
They can find a better environment sometimes someplace else.
It's wages, culture, and benefits, and wages are changing literally every week. And so this week, your employer's on top with the wages. The next one, the manufacturer across the street is now higher.
They're leapfrogging.
They are, for sure.
They are.
The wages are leapfrogging, so people... And really, I'm not kidding. The whole thing about loyalty is... It was really dead and gone, and probably has been for a number of years. Yeah. This just shows how much there is no loyalty.
Yeah, and I was reading in the HR magazine that they are anticipating, even in professional, that from a survey, 55% of professional-level position people are actively looking to leave their job for another one with better benefits, better wages, culture.
Really, as an employee, if you're going to change jobs, now is the time to do it.
Yeah, but 55% of the workforce is actively looking. That's crazy.
So money's a big factor.
Money's a big factor and benefits.
Culture.
Call U.S. Staffing again.
For sure.
787-6150.